and now seeing, of course, is screen-detected low-grade DCIS. What about the evidence of how that is going to behave? Well, there really is, again, very little data. This is a series which is quite interesting. It's of so-called well-informed women who chose to have non-surgical surveillance with endocrine therapy for ER-positive DCIS. So not exactly the right group, but ER-positive disease. Most of these were from a study of neoadjuvant endocrine treatment for DCIS, who then wanted to carry on with that endocrine treatment and not have the surgery. Of those, 8 subsequently had surgery after just over 2 years. 5 of them had stage 1 invasive ductal carcinoma at excision, and 3 had DCIS. 6 of them, so 40% of them, with a very short follow-up, had no further evidence of invasive cancer. The problem with this, of course, is that we're, again, not talking really about the right group of lesions.